Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. It was a busy day, and we're going to start with the latest on the impeachment hearings. Chris Wallace over at Fox News had an interesting recap of former Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch and her testimony today. Let's hear it directly from Chris Wallace at Fox.
If you were not moved by the testimony of Marie Yovanovitch today, you don't have a pulse. This is a woman who had served in seven posts for presidents of both parties over more than 30 years. Hardship posts, places like Somalia, like Tashkent. And she tells a story of being a leading fighter against corruption in Ukraine and being called out of a meeting to that was an event at the U.S. Embassy that was to honor an anti-corruption fighter who was later killed because acid was thrown into that woman's face. And she's being told by the Secretary General at the State Department, you're going to have to leave, and you're going to have to leave on the next plane. And we're worried about your security, not your physical security, but obviously our ability to protect you and your reputation and your standing there. And when she gets back, she's told by the Deputy Secretary of State, John Sullivan, a man who has just been appointed by President Trump to be the ambassador to Russia, that you didn't do anything wrong, but we can't protect you anymore because the president is going to attack you. And
it's tragic. And to think, you know, I'm glad these words came from Chris Wallace, because on Monday, the commentators on Fox News were saying, oh, there's nothing to see here. These are boring hearings. It's so confusing. It's really boring. Well, it's not boring. It's important. It's history. And I'm so glad that that was Chris's takeaway, because this woman was smeared in a way that people like you and I can't even imagine.
She got a round of applause when she was done with her testimony. And again, the upshot of this is that for whatever reason, it seems like the powers that be, the administration, wanted her out. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason,
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious reason that they wanted her out. But a true patriot. And for her to have to sit and suffer the injustices of people, you know, making fun of her, some of these Republican senator or Republican representatives making fun of her, asking silly questions about whether she knew Joe Biden or Joe Biden's son, which she did not. It was demeaning to her. It was demeaning to her office. And she is a patriot.
I hope we can quash collectively the conspiracy theories that may arise on either side.
I hope so.
And I hope at the end of the day that we all take a deep breath and make decisions based on sworn testimony and evidence, not rhetoric, spin, or political talking points.
I tell you, I for one am glad that people like Ms. Yovanovitch exist in the world, because I did not know her name before recently. I did not know that there were people that are, you know, that are constantly working on behalf of the United States to counter corruption, to, you know, make the United States an important part of whatever ongoing government is to be. She was working in Somalia before this. That is not, I don't imagine it's a coveted spot. That's a tough country.
No, I think that's a tough one.
She went and she said, let me see if I can help. She's in Ukraine. Let me see if I can help. And for her to be treated this way is an abomination.
What's bizarre to me is that as she was testifying, the president was tweeting and basically saying that everywhere she was, things took a turn for the worse. So he was attacking her as she was testifying. And now some on the left and the right are saying, you know, is that another case of witness intimidation, witness tampering? The White House just pushed back and said, no, it's not witness tampering. It's just the president giving his opinion, which he is entitled to do. And he did that on Twitter.
Unconscionable. I hope everyone is listening with clear ears to what is happening. You can really come to one conclusion after you hear this. I'll leave it at that.
So let's turn the page. Woo! And
okay, let's talk about the Minneapolis Police Department.
Yeah, I know this got you fired up today when you walked in the door.
Because the news doesn't get better right now, but these are the trenders of the day. This is what's hitting us hard. I mean, I was glued to impeachment. And then I hear this. You heard it in Laura's news. The Minneapolis police discover 1,700 untested rape kits spanning 30 years. Now, of course, you know that the Star Tribune published last year Denied Justice, which was a series on how the Minneapolis Police Department investigates rape. And how it is prosecuted and how we are doing such a poor job of that all around Minnesota.
And you did the podcast.
We here did the podcast Inside the News Investigating.
Which won a Marconi.
Thank you. Thank you. Not for the award.
Only well, I can say that. But
I appreciate you saying that. But, and you know what?
It was great reporting.
This is terrible news. They said last, in 2015, that there were 194 untested rape kits. Now we know there's 1,700 untested rape kits.
Does that mean that 1,700 women who were raped, they never actually tested for the DNA?
Correct. They never, they first
it was
of all,
sitting
it wasn't
on a shelf
properly
somewhere?
Investigated. Their rape was never properly investigated. That if the person who raped them was a serial rapist, there was an opportunity to convict somebody with DNA of being a serial rapist, and that went undone. So that person went on to be free to rape again in the streets of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Ridgedale, wherever you want, wherever you are, that person went free because these kits were never tested. The one good thing about this is that Police Chief Madaria Arredondo came out and said, this happened. This is real. Here's transparency. And this is wrong. And we're going to do whatever it takes to change it. He said, moving forward, I can ensure it will never happen again. And I believe you, Chief Arredondo. I hope that is the case. I hope this is an enormous priority, and please make the change.
Good grief.
Good grief is right. Good. We need to change.
How does that happen?
We need to change the way we view victims of sexual violence in this country. I think Denied Justice did that. I think the chief is finally, well, you know, the chief, not finally. I don't mean to, you know, demean him in any way. I think he's saying this is wrong. I see it. I hear it. We're going to change it.
Staffing concerns notwithstanding, my first reaction is it just apparently wasn't a priority. It has to be a priority. And I know they have their hands full.
No, but this has to be a priority. Only because it perpetrates crime. We know rapists often rape again. Rapists are often serial offenders.
Right.
So if a kit goes untested, that's an opportunity to get somebody behind bars or bring them to justice and get them some rehabilitation so they don't commit another crime. It is about safety and security of our citizens. And I hope they're serious this time.
Paul and Jordana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.